Chapter 3 Chalk. An Exaltation of Skylarks. Solid Geology. Chalk Dreams. The Earliest Paths. Departure. The Accident. Bone for Chalk. Path as Direction of the Spirit. Apocalypse and Lockdown. A Skylark's Egg. Blind Roads and Shadow Sights. Aerial Photography as Resurrection. The Long Barrow Sleeping Place. Trench Art. A Ghost Sense of Stride. The Wallabies of Buckinghamshire. An Illusion of Infinity. Late Day Light. A Strange Collection of Votaries. It is about a road which begins many miles before I could come on its traces and ends miles beyond where I had to stop. Edward Thomas, 1913. At 4 o'clock on a late May morning, on a hilltop somewhere near Letchworth Garden City, I discovered one of the most effective alarm clocks in the world, a sky full of skylarks. Sleep is, I now know, impossible when skylarks are in song, and I now also know that skylarks don't sleep in. They sing until last light, and then they start up again at crack of dawn. I could have done with 2 more hours' sleep. I had walked 30 miles or so the previous day, and cycled 7 more. I had broken at least 1 rib, cut up my left arm, and damaged my right knee. I had blisters on my feet which needed draining by artesian well. My bed had been a patch of thistly grass. I really could have done with 2 more hours' sleep. But the Skylark alarm clock had sounded. Once I had remembered where I was, on top of a chalk down, sleeping out beside a Neolithic long barrow, I cheered up. And once I'd limped to the top of the long barrow and looked down over the Bedfordshire landscape to find it sunk in a slow-moving sea of white mist, I was in a positively good mood. All the while, the skylarks sang on, readying me for the long day to come. Another day on the Icknield Way. Another day of walking the chalk. Take a solid geology map of the British Isles and...